Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the name Renee Nicole Good has become a flashpoint for protest in the US after her fatal shooting by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. But to those in Northern Ireland, she was once a gentle young woman with the voice of an angel. Joining us now is Paul Bowman, who hosted Renee when she came here on Christian Youth Missions in Saintfield in County Down. Paul, good evening to you.
Good evening, good evening.
Paul, I know I'm asking you to go back over 20 years, but I know you have very strong memories of Renee when she first arrived here all those years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I go back to, we're going back to 2002. And at that stage, I was working as a youth worker in Coleraine, right up on the north coast of Ireland. And she would have come then with a team of young people, a mission team from her church in Colorado Springs. She attended Village 7 Presbyterian Church. And it's a great church, great community. She came, and she was probably about 14 or 15 years old on that first trip. And she came, consistently over the next several years, right up until 2006.
And describe the Renee you remember from that time for me, Paul.
I mean, I remember a young person who was quiet, who was funny, good sense of humour, caring, compassionate. I remember a young person who really fell in love with Ireland and had just a heart for our part of the world and came back. And she came back consistently because of the relationships. She developed relationships, friendships, connections with her peers here. And, that I think was a key part of her commitment to come summer after summer, because there was a cost attached to that. It was a sacrifice to come, but something that she clearly loved, and it was part of her life. And I think also a huge factor in her growth and development as a person, in the formation of her character. Those teenage years are formative years, I think that was a key part of that for her.
And I know I mentioned it there when I was introducing you, Paul. You played music with her, and she sang.
Yeah, she loved music. I mean, like lots of young people, and she loved music. She loved to sing. She was a good singer, play guitar a bit. So that was one of the kind of fun things that we would do. You could jam a bit. And she was really, she was a talented writer. So really the arts and literature, particularly, those were areas that even as a teenager, as a young person, a young adult, that she was very interested in exploring and pursuing.
And she did go on to become an award-winning poet and a podcast host. Were you surprised at all at the direction her career took?
Not surprised at all, because you can kind of see those things in those little insights, glimmers of what can, what could be in the future. And that was a deep gladness for her, and I'm not surprised that was what she pursued and developed and worked on. She had those gifts, she had those skills, those abilities, the flair for that. So not surprised at all.
And then, Paul, when did you get the news of what had happened to her, this very violent death this week of Renee?
Well, I got the news. I got the news in the morning. The morning after, I woke up. I, as many of us do, check your phone, and there was a message from my friend Jeremiah, a dear friend who lives in Colorado Springs. He would have been one of Renee's youth leaders growing up, and he had sent me just a news report and just a message about what had happened. So yeah, shocking. It was shocking to kind of open this up and see what had taken place. Very surreal as well, you know, disbelief at something so just horrific happening to someone that you knew, you know, that you had a connection with. And I know that's how many people in this part of the world who knew her and who would have considered her a friend are feeling.
And I know, I know that a number of people there would have kept more closely in touch with her over those years since she was here. For those people, and even for yourself, Paul, to see what is being, or to hear what is being said about Renee over the last couple of days. She's been described as an agitator, a domestic terrorist even. How does that jar with you when you remember the teenager that you saw?
Well, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, of course, it doesn't line up with the person that I knew, the young person, young adult that I knew. I would never have associated Renee with any of that. I mean, people change over time, for sure. And life happens. People go in different directions, but there's still history. There's still a connection. And, you know, there's still, you know, a character there. And as I think of her, I can't think of her like that, you know, like she's being described. And, you know, yeah, that's just sad. It's deeply sad. I'm not an American, so it's not any of my business. I have no right to comment about American politics, and I'm not going to do that. But it's clearly very challenging times politically, polarizing times, and it's just hard and sad to see her life and her death become politicized. What were her motivations to be there, her mindset? I don't know. We can't know because we weren't there and we weren't with her. But I mean, hopefully an investigation will happen and we'll get some kinds of findings about that. You know, did she panic in those moments? We're talking split seconds. I've watched those videos, you know, and the events that happened, you know, split seconds, but lifelong consequences, you know, and it's not, there's lots of people involved in this, you know, in the context of what happened. And, you know, do those officers go out with the intention of taking someone's life that day? Of course they don't. But things happen, things escalate. Sadly, it has resulted in the loss of a young woman's life. And I think if anything, that's the thing that I would want to stress, you know, that in the midst of all of this, when people take positions and, you know, language is powerful and language can be inflammatory, you know, and incendiary at times like this. It's important to remember this is a human life. This was a young woman with a whole life left ahead of her. This was a young mom, you know, the three kids who will grow up now without a mom. And the truth is that, you know, that those bullets that were fired, they will continue their destructive trajectory through the lives of the people who knew her, who loved her, her family. One can't imagine how they must be feeling right now. And then that is enhanced in just terrible ways just by the context of, you know, of what happened and the situation of her death. So I just think it's important we remember that this was a human being and that there needs to be compassion, there needs to be empathy, you know. I pray the cooler heads will prevail. Yeah, lessons can be learned, but whatever happened, it doesn't warrant, you know, just the horrific snatching away of a life.
Yes, and it does. It does seem certain now, Paul Bowman, that the name Renee Nicole Good is going to be associated with a very, very divisive and polarizing moment in American history.
Yeah. And I, you know, the Renee that I knew wouldn't want that. You know, she wouldn't want it to be a catalyst for violence and for further division, you know. And like I say, we don't know what happened in those seconds. Did she just panic? Who knows? But you just pray that it. What's needed is peace, reconciliation, just a way forward that doesn't, you know, produce more situations like this. You know, for I love America. America's a wonderful place. America's been so good to me, and I have wonderful friendships with people in the United States across the political landscape there, really. And it's a tremendous place, a tremendous country. And it's just sad to see situations like this happen, and especially to happen to people who, you know,
that you have this connection with, indeed. And just going back to her time, because it does strike me 2002, that would have just been 4 or 5 years after the peace process here. Mm-hmm. You know, she would have lived through divisive conversations and times here at that period as well.
Oh yeah, I mean we weren't long into, you know, the peace process, and you know the legacy of the troubles, the legacy of our own history. Those things endured, and you know, for a young person coming from another culture, that was an opportunity to learn, you know, to learn about those things, but also to see, you know, the impact of peace and that things were there, that there was also just something really rich and wonderful about our country and our cult and our culture as well. You know, sometimes you're too close to something to see it. It's only when you step away or someone else comes, you know.
And you see it through their eyes.
And you can see it through their eyes. And I think that's really valuable. That's why it's really great to get young people away, you know, out of their comfort zones, you know, to widen their horizons, to help them see a world beyond, you know, the 3.5 mile universe that they're growing up in. And I think for Renee, that was a good thing for her. And also, you know, for her coming here, you know, as a teenager, it helped young people here to see their world differently as well, because they were seeing it through someone else's eyes. Yeah. So yeah, valuable time, and a chance for her to experience just how fantastic, you know, the communities were here. You know, her experiences in Coleraine and in Ballysally, you know, wonderful community, and the same here in Sinfield. Yeah.
Paul, many, many thanks for joining us with that. She'll obviously be very fondly remembered here. Paul Bowman, thank you.